Hello and welcome to the Change and Transition podcast with me, your host, Crystal Deborah Ekoli. It's for people who want to transition from their current career and lifestyle to the career and lifestyle they know they've been dreaming about. Life's too short and the time for change is now. I'm your host and qualified career coach, Crystal Deborah Ekoli, and it's my mission to help people make challenging transitions so that they can be the best versions of themselves. Here on this show, I use examples from my own transformation, practical coaching methods, and interviews with inspiring guests to help you get the life you know you deserve. Let's get started. Hello. Today, we are talking about a reason why people struggle with career change. When contemplating career change, they are fearful of the unknown. Now, I think this makes perfect sense because if you have been in a career for a while, it is stable, it's something that you know, you get a salary every month. It's stable, isn't it? So it makes sense that if you even think about making a change and doing something that you are unsure about, or, you know, it makes sense that you'd be scared of it. So today we're going to address this, we're going to talk about this because fear holds people back and it needn't hold you back, okay? We're going to work through this today so that you can move forward and make that change that you know that you want to make. So when it comes to fear of doing something, I hear these phrases that people use, such as, you know, just go and do it and you know, you'll figure out what's going to happen, you'll figure out what you need to do. I think that statements like that need to be qualified, because yes, usually if you have something that you want to accomplish and then you need to step out and just do it and it's scary and it's hard and you will figure things out. Yes. Okay. I get that. But at the same time, why do you need to just leap into nothing? So you want to leave your job. Okay, great. But what have you even contemplated or considered or thought about what you're going to do next? If you haven't even done that, then I think it's going to be incredibly stressful. I've been there myself, right? Where I left the job because I was just disgruntled about a couple of things. I was very young, by the way. And I just left and I had not thought about what to do next or anything. And it was stressful. Now imagine you've just left whatever it was that you were doing. And then you've got bills to pay. You haven't even, you know, saved up, let's say, to cover yourself for the next 6 months. You've got a family to support, let's say. There are other things that you need to pay for. That is stressful. That is you being way beyond your comfort zone. I don't think you need to be stressed like that. I think when it does come to your career and you want to make a change, I don't think you necessarily have to jump and leap and virtually have no plan. I think it's overly stressful. So what I would suggest is experimenting. Rather than leaving your job, perhaps stay where you are, right? And I say perhaps because there are people who need to leave. If it's negatively affecting your mental health, then, and I mean seriously, then, you know, there are circumstances where leaving is probably the best thing for you to do. But if you're not in that situation and it's just you, and you can hold on for a bit longer, stay where you are, okay? And start exploring other areas safely. So there's a career expert called Jenny Blake. And in her book, Pivot, she speaks about how you should experiment. So an example of this would be, if let's say you want to move into the marketing space, for example, you would then have a conversation with someone in the marketing space and you'd ask them questions such as, oh, what do you like about your job? What do you dislike about your job? What's it like day to day? Ask these questions so that you have an understanding of what it's about. And then you can think to yourself, I want to do this, or no, I don't want to do this. And you're one step closer to knowing whether or not this thing that you're thinking about may be for you. This is pretty much you making what's unknown, so what you're fearing, the unknown, known. At least partially known. You know a bit more now. So you'll be more comfortable taking that step later on down the road, once you know more, you're comfortable with it. Okay. Now, once you've done that, you might still have some negative thoughts. You may start thinking to yourself, look, I can't do this. I still don't know enough. It's still too much of a risk, even though you know a lot more now and you are fearful. There is another technique that I can share with you that will help you to move forward past the fear. So there's a lady, a motivational speaker called Lisa Nichols, and I have spoken about her before in a previous episode. She's a brilliant motivational speaker, brilliant. And she speaks about dealing with your fears and challenging your thoughts. So what she suggests is that on a piece of paper, in pencil, you write down the negative thoughts that you're having. So it may be you thinking, I can only do this one job, or I can only stick within this one career. That's not true. That is a negative thought and it's a lie. So underneath what you've written in pencil, that negative thought, in pen, write down the truth. Write down that positive affirmation that you can say to yourself. So you would say something like, I could be valuable in a number of different careers. That's more positive. And what you would do is you would say to yourself every morning what you've written down in pen. You would be stating those positive affirmations every single day. And before you know it, you start moving forward. You start acting on those things. You start believing those things. And you're one step closer to changing careers. You can do this. Don't let fear hold you back. You can make the change. Please don't let it hold you back, because it's not worth it. Okay? It's not worth it. So in closing, you can make the unknown partially known by experimenting. And two, you don't have to let your negative thoughts hold you back. Speak positive affirmations over yourself, or as I like to call them, confessions, to remind yourself of what you can do and what you can be in the future. And I'm just going to share this final thing with you. This stuff works, okay? About 5-6 years ago, I was really struggling with my thought processes and my fears. Yeah, it's something that would actually consume me. I have this huge goal that I'm trying to achieve. And it feels like every time I take one step forward, I take 3 steps back, and I'm starting to feel a little discouraged. But what I did this morning was I found those confessions that I wrote down 5-6 years ago, and I spoke them over myself. I spoke to myself by reading them out. And I tell you, I feel a lot better. I'm here, I'm making this video, or I'm making this podcast, and I'm encouraging you. So I'm not just saying this based on things that I have read or things I've worked with clients, but this is something that has worked for me. Okay, so I want to just leave you with that. I encourage you today, you can do it. Do not fear. I'll catch you on the next episode of the Change and Transition Podcast. I wanted to ask you, are you where you want to be in your career? Well, if you know that you were made for more, then it's time to start getting clear on who you've become throughout your career and rethink where you want to go. Now, I've developed a free career clarity guide for you so that you can assess your skills, strengths, values, and mission to help you move towards the career that you want. You can download your guide today at voraicoach.com. That's Vorai, V-O-R-A-I coach.com. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Now, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your friends for more inspiring content.